After a constitutional amendment to legalise medical marijuana just failed to get enough votes last November, advocates are trying to get it on the ballot again in 2016. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 84% of Floridians support medical marijuana, but attorney John Morgan, who's spearheading the bid to get medical marijuana legalised, says it's still a long way to go until the 2016 election.
Well, it was 80% before the onslaught last time, so I'm cautious. And, you know, this, getting 60% of a vote in any election is a landslide, so I don't take much solace in it.
When you think about the difference between 2014 and 2016, though, I mean, people always say that you get a better turnout in a presidential year, so you draw some comfort from that?
100%. I mean, we had an election for governor where the question was not who do you want the most, but who do you want the least? And there was no turnout. Dade and Broward was empty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, a presidential turnout year is always going to be better for an initiative like this.
What's the strategy going forward then? If you had such good support 6 months out from the election last time around and that sort of melted away come voting day, what are you going to do differently this time?
Well, I learned a lot from last time. The thing I learned was, you know, turnout matters, so that'll take care of itself thanks to the presidential election. The second thing that I learned is that even with low turnout, we got almost 60% of the vote, which was more than any statewide candidate got. I learned that probably 80% of the people do want it, but many of them don't want it in the form of a constitutional amendment. I think one of the advantages we'll have this time is that the legislature will have had the opportunity to have fixed this, to have enacted this, but they didn't. I've had many conversations with the legislature this year. I've conceded on many big issues, but I don't think it's going to happen in Tallahassee. And I think the people of Florida will say, you know what, we gave Tallahassee the opportunity to fix it. Yeah, we don't think a constitutional amendment is the best way, but it may be the only way. And then finally, we've tweaked our amendment to get rid of some of the red herrings and falsehoods that were argued last time. And I think if we take that all, you know, cumulatively, then it has a good chance.
When you also think about why the amendment didn't pass in 2014, are you concerned that, you know, you've got good support now, but there's also quite a bit of time for opponents for medical marijuana reform to get their ducks in a row as well and get some kind of campaign off the ground?
Of course, and I saw that last time. You know, we had a rich guy from Las Vegas who pumped in all sorts of money spreading lies and distortions about what was going to happen. The drug dealers were going to be taking care of our loved ones and hospices. It was ridiculous, but you got the electorate out there. When you get everything, all the electric, and by the way, I'm almost part of it, once you get to, you know, 60 years and older, the votes against medical marijuana really start to pile up. And the folks between 60 and 85 years old don't really understand even what it is. If you ask them to tell you the difference between marijuana and heroin, they'd have a hard time. So they're the group that's most susceptible to believe in lies, but also, ironically, the group that's most likely to need medical marijuana in the future when they're laying in a hospice. So I think what I learned from the last time, that I will spend a lot more time educating people my age and older.
Mm-hmm. And finally, John Morgan, do you think having a presidential candidate from Florida could make any difference either for or against this issue?
Here's the ironic thing. You know, many Republicans are in favor of this. All Libertarians are, and most Democrats. And so I think if we have Jeb or Marco on the ballot, that the turnout will be gigantic. And I think turnout helps me. Look, there's a certain amount of people out there who I can never change their mind. And most of those people are the crowd that votes come hell or high water. they're bored out of their ever-loving gills. They've got nothing to do. They always vote, and they're the most uninformed. If they just do what they're told, and so I can never get to that crowd, but I can get to the enlightened and the open crowd. There's a certain voter that's hopeless. You've got the voter who's had their lives destroyed by some kind of hard drug, and they blame marijuana. You've got a part of the electorate who doesn't really even understand what it is. So we've now been this one cycle. We've given Tallahassee the opportunity. They can't or won't. We now know that we want it, but if we got to get it, we're going to do it our own way. And I've taken away all the issues that they had by tweaking my language. So I'm hopeful that second time's a charm.
Been speaking to John Morgan, Orlando attorney and supporter of medical marijuana reform. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.